Oh, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I am chatting with Chris Vermeulen, founder and editor of The Technical Traders. I will post a link to his website below. Now, Chris, let's start off with just a general comment on money flows. We are definitely seeing money today shift out of the risk on into the risk off assets. You have the US dollar, you have gold, you have treasuries all moving higher. Well, you have the US equity market selling off. I've talked a lot about the reason why and the statement out of Apple, but give us a just initial comment on how you're taking the money flows that are happening today. It is only one day, but it's pretty significant.
It is. I mean, money really about a month ago, money started to focus on the safe havens, and the safe havens that big money investors tend to put money into are the utility sector, bonds. I like to watch what's going on between high yield bonds and regular 20-year bonds, like the high yield corporate bonds. You compare them to each other, and I like to follow gold and what wood and gold are doing. So when you follow all these, you know, really kind of core asset classes, is known as kind of safe havens, I like to follow them all. And in the last month or so, the stock market has gone higher, but the big money and the constant kind of almost outperformance has been in these safe havens still. And so it's really deceiving, because technically the S&P 500 is in a nice uptrend. It is working its way higher, but all the safe havens are actually performing really well and holding up, and some of them are pushing to new highs. So that to me, when I follow all these other key sectors and I find that they're keeping up and they're sliding under the radar, big money keeps moving into these safe havens while everyone's just focused mostly on the stock market. That to me is like a really, you know, an eerie kind of thought that something big could be happening, because the big money seems to be positioned in defensive plays, expecting some type of catastrophe globally that could trigger a sell-off in the equities market. So to me, money is still flowing to those safe havens. Today is like a really big day where we're finally seeing a big pop in bonds and precious metals specifically. So it's going to be interesting to see how things play out going forward here.
All right, let's talk about the precious metals charts then, because yes, we are having gold break just above 1600. Let's see if it can hold there. The stocks are doing well. What are some of the levels you're watching for gold right now, and what are the odds that you see a breakout in gold higher, or the potential of this rally fading again back to maybe that recent support around 1550?
Yeah, well, I think gold breaking that 1612 area, that high that it made back in December, if it breaks that and holds above there, then obviously we're going to go a lot higher. Just based on the momentum from the November lows to that December high, or that, I guess it was actually January high, and then the pullback that we saw in January, if that momentum was to carry through, and I've written a lot about this, it actually brings us to $1,700 on the dot. Is the upside target. And today is a huge day for gold. We'll have to see if it can hold, because we've seen gold get up to these levels twice before in the last couple months, and both times it got crushed and sold off afterwards. But if this holds, 1700 is the next whole number. It's a Fibonacci measured move, meaning the momentum we've had up to this point should carry on and reach 1700. So, you know, if we hit that 1700 mark, you got to be expecting there's going to be some profit taking. It's a level where there will be a lot of people. It's a whole number as well. So there's going to be naturally people saying, if it gets to 1700, I'm selling, because that's just a nice whole number, right? Nobody wants to sell at 692, although that's where you should be probably selling it to make sure you can get out. But it'll be interesting. So 1700 on gold on a breakout here is completely in the cards. And depending on how things carry over, if everyone starts to go crazy, I mean, it could blow past that and head up to about 1740 is where the next level is on my chart. So this is an exciting week for gold and precious metals in general. We'll see if it can actually hold its ground by the end of the week, though.
Exactly. A lot of people are going to be watching how gold plays out in the next three trading days after today, and more importantly, most importantly, how it closes the week. Let's also talk about the U.S. dollar, too, because the U.S. dollar also being looked at as a safe haven. And I think it's also being looked at in the sense that the Fed is still, well, not cutting rates, and they are on pause, and some of the data out of the U.S. has been decent, especially when you compare it to other countries. But the dollar right now, 99.40 on the dollar index, really closing in on that 100 level. How is the dollar's moves also playing out in some of your forecasts, and also what could happen with gold?
Yeah, well, the dollar play is really interesting because typically we see when the dollar rises, we see precious metals trade sideways or fall in price. But what we've seen here is pretty much from January 1st or December 31st, we've seen the dollar just have this massive rally. You know, it's just nonstop higher and higher week after week, and gold and silver and miners have been trading higher and holding their value at a very strong level. And today we're seeing the dollar have a big move up. We're seeing all the metals have a big move up. Palladium is up like almost 8% today. What's really interesting is that everyone's piling into the safe haven plays, and the dollar and gold are moving up together. And what's the part that excites me is what happens when the dollar starts to trade sideways to gold, and what happens when the dollar does start to correct and say another currency becomes the next one in favor that's undervalued and gets bought up, and the U.S. dollar starts to collapse. Like, this is what I've been talking about for a long time, is when the dollar does finally roll over and start a new downtrend, that is when I think we're going to see gold and metals miners really explode and just have that parabolic, unbelievable rally. But at this point, we're not there because there's all kinds of concerns globally. The U.S. dollar has been the safe haven currency for a long time. All last year, it just continued to rally. And I think it's still, the case. And so money is flowing into gold and the dollar together, which is great.
It is, but it is very much still the safe haven move to risk off. And right now the dollar is still looked at as a strong currency. But yeah, your point, what is going to take over for the dollar when it does correct? Where's that money going to go? Tough to say right now. Hey, what other markets, Chris, do you have your attention? I know you just don't follow the ones that we have talked about. Where else are you seeing an opportunity?
Well, the one that I've been following for a while, and you and I have talked about it on our last couple of shows, is we've been waiting for natural gas to find the next bottom. We traded the August rally breakout. We traded the October to November rally, and it's been fading down. It just hasn't been able to find a bottom. But today, natural gas, after a bloodbath in a sell-off from November to really just last week, we're finally seeing a big pop. Natural gas up 7.6% today. It's broken two previous pivot highs on the chart from a couple weeks ago. And when you break two previous highs, that is a sign that the momentum has shifted. It's broken through two levels of resistance, and it's got enough momentum and volume behind it that it should be supportive, meaning the first pause or pullback for natural gas should be bought. And that's what happened to us last time in August and October. We got the same type of setups, and we saw, I think one of them was a 40% move. We traded a 3x leveraged ETF, and another one we did 25%. And it happens within only a few trading sessions, 5 or 6 trading sessions, you get these explosive moves. So natural gas is really exciting here. It's a one-day pop. I usually don't trade based off a one-day move. I'd like to see what's going to happen tomorrow and over the next couple of days, but my eye is on it for a potential long play here.
Okay. Hey, thanks for sharing that. That has been a pretty tough market ever since the peak in November, just short of $3. We have seen almost a straight down move to right around $1.75, where it has recently bottomed. So we'll see if this one day move does carry on. And yeah, you can make some money off of that almost swing trade right here. Chris, interesting comments. Good chatting with you. I've talked a lot about the precious metals today, but hey, they are one that keeps on running. It's safe havens in general. Broad move to start off this week. Chris, thanks for your time today.
Hey, thanks for having me, Corey. Take care.